Today we celebrate a feast in the church that truly shows that the disciples came to believe the scripture and the word he had spoken, because we celebrate the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran, and indeed it is described, and I believe it is even etched on the facade of the church, that it is the mother of all churches in this city, that is, in Rome and in the world. And indeed it is so, because it is the see of the Bishop of Rome. And so it is the most important basilica, it is the most important cathedral in all of Christendom. For often we do not reflect that when the Vicar of Christ passes from this life, as we have all had the experience to behold with the passing of Pope John Paul II and the election of Pope Benedict as his replacement, we often do not reflect that what constitutes him the Vicar of Christ is the fact that he is elected the Bishop of Rome. And so it is that truly, as St. Vincent Lorenz points out, that we do not need to seek any further than to seek the Bishop of Rome to find out the leader of the church. And so this church of St. John the Lateran, whose land was given to the church by Constantine the Emperor, and indeed we may clearly say that it was not bought with human price, but it was bought centuries earlier by the shedding of the blood of those blessed apostles, Peter and Paul. And so Constantine would give the land on which this church would be constructed. It would be dedicated in honor of St. John the Baptist, and it is also known as the Church of the Savior. And so it is the most important church in Christendom in one aspect, because it is there that the Bishop of Rome resides. It is his see, and so it is that the leader of the church rules through the Basilica of St. John Lateran. Indeed, all liturgical changes that are made in the church are first posted on the doors of St. John Lateran, and that constitutes them universally binding upon all Christians. And this is very important for us to understand in this day and age, because essentially it is dissent, as it is liked to be called by the enemies, but it is really simply a word to try to disguise the heresies that they are promulgating, especially the heresy of modernism, and primarily that is always directed against the decrees and the teachings of the Vicar of Christ, because he, and he alone of all men, is preserved by the grace of the Holy Spirit from making any error on faith and morals. And so he is the most important man living in the world, and the successor of St. Peter will always be the most important man visible on this world until the end of time, and he cannot be replaced by any kings, by any presidents, or by any other man. He is, and he always will be, the most important person living in this world. It is to him that all mankind must turn if they are truly to work out their salvation in that fear and trembling, if they are truly to come to understand what our Lord is speaking of in today's gospel, that we are not here to forge an earthly kingdom, but we are here to worship God in spirit and in truth, so that we may enter into the kingdom of God. And so we must turn constantly, praying always for the Vicar of Christ, that he may hand on to us that most blessed of faith until the end of time, knowing full well that the errors of this day are directly related to the disobedience of all people to the Vicar of Christ, for it is the teaching of the Church that all must submit in matters of faith and morals to the Vicar of Christ. And so, when he suggests to certain nations that they abandon certain practice, it is simply not, as it were, a nice expression or a nice thing to ask. It is incumbent upon that society to do so precisely because the Vicar of Christ has told them to do so. And so it is not, as it were, the church that needs the state, but it is the state that needs the church. And indeed, every state that abandons the formation of the church necessarily is involved in its own destruction. And so we live in a world that is literally hell-bent on its own destruction, and this is precisely because of its disobedience to the vicar of Christ, and so we must renew each and every moment of our lives our filial obedience to the vicar of Christ, trying to follow him in all matters of faith and morals that he wishes, that he teaches us and that he asks us to do. And it is simply not permitted amongst Catholics to even disregard the vicar of Christ demands in regards of discipline, that is, those things he makes incumbent upon members of the church during the time of his reign that are essentially matters of discipline. It is certainly temerarious to think that a Catholic can disregard these matters, and indeed that is behind what has wrecked the liturgy of the church in so many corners of the world. It is not because the vicar of Christ approves of the wreck, but it is because those disobedient theologians, those disobedient lay people, and all those disobedient members of the mystical body refuse to submit their mind and their hearts to the formation of the vicar of Christ, and so they risk losing their Holy Catholic faith, there is losing the virtue of hope and the virtues of charity, and indeed, when we do so, we risk losing our own souls. And indeed, we can see this reflected in the modern attempt to try to blame everything upon someone else. Indeed, there is recent statistics that show that the practitioners of that vice of Sodom are always, as it were, more subject to drug addiction, more subject to suicide. And of course, the modern psychologists, because they do not have the psychology of that blessed apostle Peter, always are willing to blame the parents or the friends or whoever else is in their life. They cannot possibly think, as the vicar of Christ teaches, that it is the very practice of that vice, so contrary to nature and indeed opposed to nature, that is the cause of those afflictions. It has nothing to do with the lack of charity upon the part of others. Of course, that is not a good thing, but is primarily not the cause of all the troubles that practitioners of that vice or any vice are afflicted with. The greedy, that is, the modern leaders of this world, are also afflicted by the same blindness because they cannot see past the dollar bill that they crave so much. They cannot see past all the things of this world that they wish and their desire, and they cannot do so because they refuse to give filial submission to the vicar of Christ in his demand that all must come to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ through the Holy Mother Church, and so she is more important to society than society herself. And indeed, no society can be held together without the teachings of that blessed apostle Peter and his successors until the end of time. And every society that fails to follow the teachings of the vicar of Christ will crumble as they have crumbled in the past. Pagan Rome disappeared, and all disobedient societies who remained disobedient to the vicar of Christ were afflicted by wars. We need only look at the Protestant Reformation and the constant warfare that mankind has been engaged in since that Reformation took place. Indeed, the case can be made that has not been really a single moment in which this world has had any peace, and that lack of peace can be related directly to disobedience to the vicar of Christ. And indeed, the fact that we have the Mohammedan affliction rising up again and spreading its errors and its violence to the world can also be directly related to those crusaders who did not follow the command of the vicar of Christ, that they were not to go to the Holy Land in order to carve out a kingdom to themselves, but they were go in order to conquer it back for the kingdom of Christ, to resecure for Holy Mother Church those holy places in which the Lord lived. And so it was that while they were 2 miles away from literally defeating the Mohammedan affliction, that Mohammedan curse for all time, that is, they were 2 miles away from taking the road at Damascus that would have severed the head from the body and ultimately caused that false religion to wither and fade, they were not permitted to do so by divine providence because they were disobedient to the vicar of Christ, and they put their minds in their hearts, not all, not even many, but enough in order that God would not allow to be brought about that final conquest of the Christian forces so that true peace could be restored in this world. And so the ancient French prophecy is as true today as it was when it was first uttered. He who eats the Pope dies. He either dies literally, physically in the body, or spiritually in the soul. And that is a much more dangerous death. And that is the death that the Vicar of Christ works constantly, day and night, until he is called to that life of eternity, God please, that he works constantly to prevent the death of the soul. And so he is constantly feeding human society, not with his own teachings, but with the very teachings of Jesus Christ, whom this day we truly honor and glorify in showing our filial obedience to the Vicar of Christ. And so let us constantly strive, especially in these times of affliction, in these times when the temptation to leave Holy Mother Church is so great for all that the world offers. Let us remember that the world can offer us many things. Indeed, it can offer us everything save one thing, and that one thing is the most important thing, and that thing is only offered through Holy Mother Church, that is, our eternal salvation and the fountains of grace to which she is the guardian and dispenser of the sacraments, which are the means of our salvation. And so this basilica in honor of St. John Lateran is most important in Christendom, and it should be most important in the heart of everyone who professes to love and serve Jesus Christ. And we can only prove our love and service of Jesus Christ through filial devotion to the Bishop of Rome. This is a truth that was so dear to the heart of Francis, and indeed it was Pope Innocent III, while he was in prayer at the Basilica of St. John the Lateran, who had a vision of a poor man coming to him who would lift up a broken and fallen church. And so it was shortly after he had this prophetic vision that St. Francis and his first companions came to the Vicar of Christ in order to ask permission to live the life St. Francis felt inspired to live. And so that life was not simply the product of St. Francis's vivid imagination, as some would assert. That life was not the product of some romantic view of a Renaissance hippie, as it were, but that permission to live that life was granted to him by the Vicar of Christ himself. And so it is an authentic life in the life of the Church, and indeed its primary plank is incumbent upon all Christians. For all Christians must be poor in this life in order to be rich in the life to come. And so we must be willing to give up everything if we wish to possess the most important of things to possess, that is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for all eternity. And so let us especially have no more romantic view of who St. Francis was or anyone who showed filial devotion to the Vicar of Christ. For St. Francis was described properly by St. Bonaventure as a thoroughly Catholic and apostolic man, and he shows that very clearly by the very first plank in his rule of life. For the basis of the whole rule of life is filial devotion to St. Francis and to all the lawfully canonically elected successors of St. Peter until the end of time. And so it is that the life of St. Francis is none other than a life of submission to the Vicar of Christ and all that he holds out in matters of faith and moral. And St. Francis knew that if we live this life, then our salvation is assured. And so that message is as true for all the followers of the Poverello as it is for all the members of the mystical body. If they show themselves filially devoted to the Vicar of Christ, living out all the precepts that he hands, trying to succeed in all that he asks the members of the mystical body to do, then that path to salvation is very easy. That is the marvel of St. Francis and all the saints. They recognize very clearly, as St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe said, it is more difficult to lose your soul than to save your soul, because in order to lose it, you have to constantly kick against the means that God has established, and primarily the Vicar of Christ, who tells us the meaning of the sacraments, who tells us the meaning of the doctrines of the Church, who tells us the meaning of Scripture. And so it is, without him, we would simply be wandering about as our Protestant brethren do, looking, as it were, for something that we cannot find, because that something is already here. And so people must stop looking for that happiness, for that happiness lies right in front of them as soon as they get down like a true child and give honor to God for the way and the means he has established his Church, and the fact that he has put one man over that Church until the end of time for his greater the glory and for the salvation of all souls. And so, let us honor this day, St. Peter and all his successors, by our prayers and most especially by our obedience to them in all matters of faith and morals, knowing full well that to do so is our salvation, and that our salvation is what we must truly strive for and what we must hope that all souls come to know, so that they come to know the paternal care of the Vicar of Christ in this life, so that they may come to know the paternal care of God the Father for all eternity in the life to come.